Welcome today to episode 5 of Let's Talk About Pools. Today's episode is going to be about the Pool Trader app. And I want to put out there, I've got a sponsor now, guys. Thank you, Skimmer, for sponsoring this episode of Let's Talk About Pools. Their software, their app is awesome. You can do pool route management, email your customers, all kinds of cool functions. So check them out at their website, and their ad will give you a little bit more info coming up, and then the episode will air right after. So thank you, Skimmer, for your sponsorship of episode 5 on Let's Talk About Pools.
This is Skimmer, software for the modern pool professional. What can you do with Skimmer? See all your customers on a map, build service routes quickly, and let Skimmer optimize them for you. Access customer information, including contact details and full service history, anytime and anywhere. Customize work orders to track jobs like repairs and filter cleanings. Email your customers when you complete a service. You can include service details and on-site photos. Does your customer need a part? Add it to the shopping list and track it from purchase to installation. Skimmer will even remind you what parts you need for the day, and you can mark them as installed right when you're finished. Skimmer doesn't just store your service history, it helps you get paid. We integrate with QuickBooks Online for fast, easy invoicing. And we've got more billing options coming soon. All that's just the beginning. Go to GetSkimmer.com to watch our demo video, check out our online tutorials, and see if Skimmer is right for you.
Welcome everybody today to Let's Talk About Pools. And on my podcast episode today, I have my guest, Joe Wilmot with The Pool Trader. Welcome today, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me, Lauren.
No problem. I was very excited to have you on today. I love talking to different people that have come up with such unique ideas for the pool industry to try to help them get what they need to get done so that they can move on and get something else important done in their business. So thank you very much for being on today. So tell me about yourself, Joe.
I am 39. I currently live in Arizona, a little town called Fountain Hills, just outside of Scottsdale. And I've been in the pool industry for over a dozen years. Got in 2009 is when I started my service and repair company. And I first had the idea for this pool trader, or this idea in general, in about 2009. So it's been over 10 years in the making. And I don't know how much more you want to know about me, but that's kind of where I'm at in my exposure to the pool industry thus far.
How did you come up with the idea of this, the pool trader, and how long has it been around, like being used by pool companies?
Yeah, I came up with it. I first started thinking about it about a year into me actually out cleaning pools and doing my service route. You know, I started from nothing. I tried to get as many free leads as possible. I used Craigslist a lot to, you know, because it was a free way to post. Now exist things like, you know, Nextdoor and others, a lot more free means which people can advertise, Facebook. But as I'm driving around and at one point in time, up to 45 minutes in every direction from where I lived. So I was putting a lot of miles on the truck. I would just, you know, here in Arizona, there is no shortage of pool guys. So I would constantly pass other pool cleaners. You know, I never noticed the pole and the buckets out of the back of the truck until I got in the industry. And then I realized, oh my goodness, these people are everywhere. So it came to me like, I thought there's got to be a better way. I bet these guys aren't driving nearly as far as I am. I soon found out that I was wrong about that. There's a lot of guys that drive way too far, just like I did. But my idea was there's got to be like a simple platform where all of us can get together. And way back then, I really didn't even hear or know too much about buying and selling accounts. In my mind, I just kind of thought, man, would you be willing to trade so that we just don't drive as far? You know, I mean, you've got a pool in my area. I've got a pool close to your area. Can we work something out? So that's where the that's where the idea came from and the motivation to just work together with other guys. I'm a pretty personable person myself. I'm not real shy or anything. SCP or whatever, you know, I go up, introduce myself, say hello, and just try to make connections in general, because you never know what, where this guy is working at or what specialty thing he might do, or she for that matter. If they do bead blasting or tile work, or they actually, I happen to run into, like, this is the best pebble patch guy in the valley. Oh, can I please get your number? You know, et cetera, et cetera. So it was all about just making more and more connections and trying to make my business as efficient as possible.
And how long did you work in the pool industry before you came up with the idea for the app?
I was actually in the industry. So the original idea, it was just about a year in. So I'd been working for about a year, but until the app actually became live, the app wasn't even born until March of 2019 is when it went live. So I'm coming up on my 2-year anniversary of the app actually being live and in the app store and all of that. So kind of excited for that.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So yeah. And you know, it doesn't take somebody being in the industry for 20 years to come up with a great idea. You're driving around and you're like, it's gotta be easier than this. There's gotta be something. And there's so much technology now for the industry that can help it. You got so many pools you got to do in a day, so many repairs, so many things you got to get done. If you can use different pieces of technology to be able to get various parts of it done quicker, that's awesome. So that's really cool. You came up with that and it came to you that way while you were out, and God, this has got to be easier.
So even before the app came out, and I know that there's other guys that do this, like on a personal and like a local level. I did the same thing. So in this little town of Fountain Hills where I live, there's probably more pool companies than you would think. It's Arizona after all. But back, 10, 12 years ago, there was probably only maybe like 4 or 5, really, really big guys that had over 100 accounts, or were established for, several years prior to me getting in. But, and I kind of got into a little good old boys association of, I would get free leads here and there. We would discuss amongst ourselves, like, have you ever heard of this customer? Something doesn't smell right, et cetera. Like, oh yeah. Don't waste your time with that person. Goodness sakes, they still owe me $5,000 from 10 years ago. And so we created kind of a pool trader app, but in person amongst our little community here. And it was great. I got a lot of free referrals and connections. Who does this service? Who's the best guy for, who's the aficionado on Pentair heater repair or whatever. And so I made a lot of connections even before the app was born. So I knew the idea was right. And I knew, of course, we weren't the only ones doing this. There has to be other pool guys, not just in Arizona, but California, Florida, all over the country that have to be doing a similar thing. So
yeah, especially the states,
making it even easier.
Yeah. The states that are like year-round pools.
Correct.
Yeah. So,
having the app to where you can go on there, and there's so many guys that I still haven't even met in person. I know of them, but I've just never been able to cross paths with them. So that's a cool feature that the app, if they choose to be on there and post like, hey, here's where I'm located, here's what I do. And now anybody can find them, not just the local guys near him. So,
yeah, if you don't happen to meet the person, that's the problem with the whole talking or being down at SCP. Am I going to run into this person at the right time? if everybody's on the app, you can contact them at whatever time. So let's get into the Pool Trader app. So tell me what it does and how it helps the pool service company.
Sure. So it's the simplest term, the Pool Trader app is a meeting place. Now, the specific reason I created it was to help guys get tight routes, you know, get as tight a route as possible, because that's what I did. Even before the app was born, what I did for my own company, I got my entire route, which was about at its biggest. I was never really a huge company, but we got over 70 pools, and I got it within a 5-mile radius. I got all of my accounts within this little town of Fountain Hills, which end to end is like 4.93 miles. So, and that's when, yeah, I know that, right? And that's really where the power of this whole thing is. Again, it's not new. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to know the less you drive, the less overhead you have, and the more time you have, and the more you're making per hour. I didn't discover that. I just realized it a little later than most. But so when I got my company that tight, I knew let's try to create something that enables anybody to do it. Because what I was doing at the time is listing things on Craigslist, like, you know, 5 pools that I had like out in Chandler. And for those of you that don't know, it's about a 40-minute drive from where I am here in Fountain Hills. So I had 5 pools out there. I had a couple pools over here, over there, et cetera. I didn't want to go through a broker because that was kind of silly, especially for, and they wouldn't even really take me on. A couple pools here and there, not worth their time. I understand that. So listing them on Craigslist at the local warehouse, SCP or anything else, or even Leslie's on the cork board, in those areas over there, listing my contact information. If you're interested, I got a few pools over here. Let me know. So using all those methods to try to buy or to try to sell or trade for accounts closer to the town I lived in or in the town I lived in. So that's the premise of the app. It is 100% free. I am not a broker. I still get that question. People ask me, am I a broker? No, sir. Or no, ma'am. No to everybody. I am not a broker. I created a free app to help the pool industry, to help everybody buy, sell, or even trade just by making connections. So when you go on the app, the first thing that you'll see is it'll load the map. And depending on the area you're in, it'll hone in on your location. So I don't know if you can see this, Lauren. Can you see
it's very bright, but we can very see bright. It looks like a map with some showing pins on it or.
Yep. Locations. See all those pins?
Those are all pools.
So those are all people in the pool industry that have posted, not the users. There's far more users, but the red pins are for sale, and that could be just one pool, or it can be an entire company. Some guys have their whole route, like a big route, everything listed on the app. So there's no limitation on that. The green ones are wanted. Guys just like I was, like, hey, I'm in this area. I would love to have 5 or 10 more pools. Here's my information. You know, consider me to give me a referral, or let's make a connection. And you know, there's tons of guys. I used to do this too. If I get a referral, I offer like, man, brother, can I give you $50? Can I give you something? Nah, Joe, you're cool, man. I'm more busy than I can handle. I don't want anything. So that's another Pool Trader enables those relationships to happen and continue. And then the blue pin on there is specialty services. So you've got your builders, your remodelers, tile guys that are cleaning calcium, heater repair, any specific trade within the trade that's pool related. You got guys on there advertising like, hey, over here in Scottsdale, North Scottsdale, I am the guy. I'm the heater guy. You got a heater needs repaired, that's me, or you know, et cetera, whatever.
That's
so
really cool.
Mm-hmm. But so that's how it works. It's just a meeting place. I make no commission. Again, the app is totally free. And so you basically go on there and you can click on any of those pins and it'll pull up the person's information. And then at that point, it's on you. If you just to connect with them, give them a call, shoot them an email, shoot them a text, whatever information they've provided. And you go from there. And then, hopefully, just like I did without the app, you'll gradually build this core group of people that kind of surround your area, and you can all work together for as long as you decide to stay in the industry.
That's the way to go. Everybody helping each other and networking. That's the way to go, especially in this aquatic industry. And it seems like most people, they're very friendly and they're nice to each other. It's just, like you said, it had always been the cork board at SCP or wherever your pool distributor might be, depending on your area. I know SCP is everywhere. And then Florida, we've got our other distributors that are competitors that are probably here that are not over in Arizona. So yeah, and that's always hard. I mean, that's how I've always posted CPO classes. Either, you know, go there or I email them the flyer and say, hey, put it up on your cork board. So you've got other things competing with all the pool routes and stuff that you're trying to put up there. So at least you can kind of separate it out in this nice little app. It's on your phone or your iPad or whatever you like to use, right? So what are some, you talked about some of the unique features of the app. Anything else that you didn't mention that might be a unique feature of it?
Yes. So, and for anybody that already has the app, be on the lookout for updates because they do happen, but it does take real money and time behind the scenes, you know, to have a developer write code and introduce even a small change into the app. It takes time and it takes real money. So thank you to everybody that's, you know, being patient as the app gets better and better. But the newest feature that I just added was the trade category. And you know, you're thinking back, it's like, well, Joe, I mean, it's called Pool Trader. Why wouldn't you have a trade category from the get-go? Well, there's a common expression that that I love is that sometimes they say that you're building the plane as you're flying it. And I felt like that at times where I try to think ahead as best as I can, but I am not a tech guy. I'm not a programmer. I've hired that out for the idea that I've had in my knowledge in the pool industry. So a trade category. So that's a purple pin. There's not a whole lot of them on there yet, but I know that the guys are starting to use those, that they're not interested in buying or selling. They just specifically want to trade, you know, no money out of pocket and make those connections. So that's a new category that's on there. The notifications setting is newer with the more recent version when the app was updated about 6+ months ago. Now you can set on the app, there's a slider bar that you can put in. I want to be notified for any new listing within 5 miles, within, you know, it goes up to 100 miles. Of course we don't want pool services to be driving 100 miles, but yeah. Builders drive along because for obvious reasons, they're not going there every week, but you know, jobs can take them, you know, from Phoenix to Tucson to even Flagstaff. You know, you're talking, you know, several hundred miles. So that's just kind of a feature that, you know, builders could set on there for any pop-ups. But those are the two newest settings that have been added to the app. And the coolest thing, the proof of concept is when I see, I'm always watching, when I see the new listings on there, I know that it's working. I know that guys are using it. When I say guys, I mean everybody. I have a tendency to just say guys. That includes gals too. Pardon my
We are getting more gals in the industry.
Absolutely. And it's a beautiful thing.
And they're awesome. I know a bunch of them on social media. So yep. Mm-hmm. And
yep.
Good stuff. They may use this app as well. They might be looking for adding some pools to their route or something like that.
Yes. So it's a really great feeling to see the app being used. I mean, I remember in just getting the first couple of posts in the very beginning, the first version, I had to upload everything manually. So I would get an email, I would get all the information. And a lot of people don't know that. I would get all this information, you know, Joe's Pool Service in Fountain Hills, Arizona, you know, using myself. And it's like, I have to go in there, copy all the information, double check it's right, place a pin on the map, and then push it live. Now, with this newer version, it goes live instantaneously. You make a post. You do have to create an account to make a post. So if you think of it just like Craigslist, anybody can view it as a guest. You can look at everything there. You don't have to have an account for that. But if you want to make a post, email and password. That's it. It's still free. And then you can make a post. And as soon as you hit submit, there it is. It pops up and it's very cool. It's not just in the United States either. One really cool thing is that it is actually worldwide, which is it's a crazy thing to think about.
Do you have customers that are using it like actively and selling routes or whatever in other countries using the app yet? Or
there's listings around the country. I've not gotten confirmation from these individuals yet. I assume as the app is out there longer and longer, it'll continue to ramp up. There's
what countries do you have?
I have the United Kingdom. So over there in the United Kingdom has, I think it's just a couple of companies, but they've got multiple listings for different areas. But United Kingdom, Australia has one. I think Australia is going to grow fast because it's a huge pool market there. And a lot of people over here maybe don't realize that Australia is a huge pool market. So I think that it'll grow there really, really well. There's one in India, the Middle East, Oman, Tunisia, Portugal, Canada. I forgot to mention Canada in one of my other podcasts. I apologize. But yeah, I think in total right now, I believe it's 8 countries.
Wow.
That there's actually a lit, not just people that have the app from those countries, but they've actually posted a listing. So I can just kind of figure, you know, I see how many users there's almost, I'm getting really, really close to 2,000 people that have actually downloaded the app and are using it, at least look at it, you know, once a day, once a week, you know, but the actual listings, that's what really gets me excited because it's people not just viewing it as a guest, but taking another step on, absolutely, I'm going to use this free program that my fellow pool guy
that can help
created
me.
For me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
what excited. States in the United States do you have like the most listings or the most use of the app right now?
Well, it's the big three, I'll call it. Of course, so Ground Zero, where I started talking about it, you know, I mean, locally to everybody here in Arizona. And I've only been to one trade show. COVID put a little kibosh on that. But the Desert Pool and Spa Show, I actually went and I got a booth at that show just to put a face to the name. People were confused because they're like, what are you selling? Nothing, just advertising my free app. So Arizona's Ground Zero. There's a lot of listings here, but then California, Florida, for obvious reasons, you got that year-round pool service and population density. So
yeah,
close behind that is Texas. Texas is probably number 4, and it's really cool to just see the map constantly getting populated. you know, and it's the warmer climates that are just, you know, you obviously you can tell, well, where are the pools at? Well, Nevada. And then you got Georgia and the Carolinas, and it's creeping up. And
like Christmas it's so lights cool. Popping up on the map, right?
Florida, yeah. So yeah. It's, you know, it's, I will say this, it's really awesome to see new pins pop up in new states and new areas. I try to highlight that on social media, on Instagram. When I see a new listing in a state that had none, I'm like, oh, welcome to Pool Trader, you know, and I'll do a screenshot. And it's just, it's so fun for me. But what's also exciting is when pins disappear, because then I know, you know, people think about, and I've been asked this as well, am I tracking this information? No, I'm not. Again, kind of like Craigslist, either the listing is there and then it's gone. you don't know if somebody just decided, I don't want to sell this anymore. If it was like a, you know, a piece of property, like a car or a dining room set or whatever. But in all likelihood, you know, there was a transaction there. So I don't track that, but I do track it in the sense that when I see pins disappearing, it just makes me so happy that I know these guys are doing it and their transactions are happening. People are getting tight routes and it's just a beautiful thing. I
like really, that really you happy. Personally feel so passionate about the app that like when you see the pins disappear that you know, it sounds like you feel personally internally that yes, I helped somebody. They're not going through what I went through before I created the app. I'm actually helping these people not go through hopefully what I went through or what other pool companies went through before. I can see that on your face right now. You feel personally that I don't see these people. They're doing it themselves. Like you said, you don't commission it or anything. You don't make anything. You just have the app there. It's a free app. They get on. But when you see that pin disappear, you know that hopefully two people, when that pin disappears, are happy. The person who got to sell their route and the person who hopefully gained a route that's going to help their business at that point. So
don't make me cry. Don't make me cry, Lauren. No, I just tell a quick story that so one of the greatest examples of that happening was, and I knew transactions were happening even way back when, but at that Desert Pool and Spa show, I had this really sweet couple approach the booth and you know, I launch into it like, hey, this is the app. If you guys have never heard of it, and the one gentleman said, No, we know it. We actually sold our route on it already. And I said, tell me about it. What happened? I mean, and it's this, they're a couple that they live in a Peoria is where they're from. So it's on the northwest side of Phoenix or people that don't know, but they said, you know, we tried listing it on Facebook and other stuff, you know, free, just like me. That's what I was doing in the past. Like we tried listing our route. It's like 31 accounts here and there, not really getting any interest. And my wife came across your app and we're just sitting at home and she says, let's throw it on the Pool Trader app. I think it's free. And he's like, yeah, sure. In 15 minutes, someone contacted them and that gentleman became the buyer. He rode with them for 2 weeks, liked what he saw and paid for it cash. And now that's not usually rare. Usually, you know, I mean, but that's, and when I heard that, when they told me the story, I'll be honest, if I think about it too long, I'll get choked up again. But I mean, I got choked up. I mean, that was the ultimate proof of concept for me that I'm like, I knew it was working already, but that specific story, which is the most outstanding story I have, I don't know that one will ever be beaten. Who knows? Maybe as time goes on, we'll start seeing transactions happening in 5 or 10 minutes, but that still touches my heart to know that something that I pioneered to help build is really helping people not just make these transactions, but thinking about it like their business. I'm helping their business on either side. They're growing or they're consolidating and they're doing it for free. And it's just, as someone in the industry, it absolutely touches my heart. Yes.
Well, and ultimately you're helping their family as well. Because if it's helping their business, that's their livelihood. And that's every person that's in aquatics, that's, you know, got a pool company, that's their livelihood. So ultimately it's what puts food on the table and pays their house or what, you know. So personally, if you're helping somebody with their business, you're helping their family as well. So that's wonderful. And you know what? You got to come down here someday to Florida and come to our lovely pool show that we have every year in February. You can
absolutely
enjoy our
big nice plans. I had such big plans for you know, going to the International over there in the one that was in Vegas and the one in Atlantic City. I really want to, you know, and it's been so wonderful. I've made such good connections. On the other side, you know, to those that, to other companies that actually are the ones that are getting these booths and things like that. And, and making these great connections, knowing that I'm offering a free service and, you know, especially in the very beginning, no income. So I've had some really awesome guys offer to like split costs of booths and Joe, we want, man, by all means, let's, because they see the value in what I'm trying to do. And so yes, when the trade shows come back on, in person will be the greatest thing, but even virtually, I've been a part of a couple that were virtual, which was really fun, but I can't wait to get back out there. That'll be really
cool. Now that I think about it, you were on the virtual trade show that Rudy had done in the very beginning of Rudy Stankiewicz. He had done that was one of those things he did that I was like, wow, that's a really good idea. And you were on his virtual trade show on, I think he did it through Facebook Live or something like that. So that was very neat. I remember you were able to share your screen and you were showing the app and stuff. I saw part of it. It was very cool to see all the pins and stuff on there as you were talking about. So software, the app, is it usable on a laptop or computer as well? Like, is there a website connected or is it just the app? Just so that people know.
It is just the app at this time. So just the two main, you know, the Apple Store, the Google Play Store. So whether you have Apple or Android, you can access the app. But soon to come, we're working. That's another thing we're working on right now, because there's a, you know, there's a lot of, how do I say this? There's a lot of veterans. I don't want to call them old timers, but there's a lot of guys in the industry that have been in for decades and decades, and they've wanted to use the app and they've reached out to me personally. It's a bit small and it's on my phone. I can't really see what's going on. Can I look at this on my computer? That is soon to come. I am working on that. Again, it takes time and money, but yeah, that'll be a feature that you'll be able to interact I'm excited for that too, but currently just on your phone or tablet. So it has the tablet's a little bit bigger screen, obviously, but
anywhere they can download an app. So where can they find you if they want to ask you more questions about Pool Trader? Where can they find you to contact you, Joe?
Great question. So my website is pooltrader.net, and that's on purpose, play on the pool industry. Catch it in the net. Pooltrader.net. And you can reach out to me through the contact on there. My Instagram and Facebook at Pool Trader app. I'm pretty active on there. You can obviously direct message me. You know, you and I, Lauren, we direct message through Facebook using that this morning. So you can reach out to me through any of those. And I have my email is info@pooltrader.net. And I even have my phone number listed out there, which I've had people call me from across the country and across the world, actually, which is very cool. I assume that at one point in time, I will have to take my phone number down, but I'm not there yet. I'm not that cool just yet. But anyway, people can reach me very readily at this time.
Well, thank you very much for being on my podcast episode today, Joe. Been an honor talking with you and the personability that you feel through the app and helping people. That hit me right there. So thank you so much for being on today, and you have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Lauren, so much. I'm sincerely appreciative, and any exposure I can get, these type of things help me out so much. So thank you so much. Nice to be with you. All right.